You know, it's no secret that it's getting harder and harder for young people to get into Canada's housing market. But it's still a little unsettling when you see it in black and white. In its latest census release, Statistics Canada says two-thirds of Canadians owned a home in 2021. That's down from a peak of 69% a decade earlier. And the decline was even more significant for younger Canadians, that rate falling from 44% to almost 37% for homeowners between 25 to 29. What does the future look like for young people? Craig Jones, Associate Director, Housing Assessment Resource Tools, Peter Allard School of Law, and a doctoral student, Department of Geography, University of British Columbia, joining us this evening. Craig, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Give me an idea of your area of research, especially when it comes to the housing situation in this country.
Sure. So I'll start with my doctoral research. For several years, I've been looking at purpose-built rental housing in Metro Vancouver suburbs around rapid transit stations. And in my work at the Housing Research Collaborative and leading the Housing Assessment Resource Tools, we are proposing new ways of looking at housing need across the country, broken up by income groups, household size. We're also looking at the way that public land is used across the country to identify opportunities or where affordable housing may be located. And we are doing research on the possibilities of the acquisition of existing affordable housing by federal, provincial, local governments in order to preserve existing affordability. So that's my whole deal.
Well, you know what, and all great research, because that has been top of mind for so many people, the affordability issue. But just when we're looking at Statistics Canada's numbers, now this is from 2021, but just your initial thoughts when you start to see statistics and we see a dip in home ownership overall.
Yeah, my initial thoughts on that were, I knew this was going to be a really interesting census year, given that it was collected during the pandemic, and that the income numbers would be interesting because that's when CERB was rolling in. But given the narrative that was out there about people, moving away from cities and buying larger houses and also activity in real estate, I was actually somewhat surprised to see that the ownership rate had gone down nationally.
I would agree, because you're right. During that time, and as we say, it's kind of a point in time with Statistics Canada, we did hear that, they're getting good deals and it was driving up other prices in small areas outside major centers. And even when I look at the dip in home ownership for young people, 25 to 29, I almost wonder if many years ago when I was able to get into the market, I was that age. But I think things have shifted so much that we probably should be even looking at an older demographic. I'm not sure if many 25 to 29-year-olds realistically are able to even consider getting into the housing market.
Yeah, I did take a look at the data that came out today and drilled down in a few different ways. So, looking at that slightly older age group, the 30 to 34-year-olds, their ownership rate for the whole country went from 55 to 52%, so it went down about 3%. And in looking at the raw numbers, one thing that really struck me is that when looking nationally, there are actually 19,000 fewer 25 to 29-year-old homeowners in 2021 than there were in 2016. And so I expected there to be a percentage decline in young homeowners, that quite young age group, but an actual decline in the total number of that age group was what did surprise me.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a big country. You're in British Columbia. You're in a really hot metropolitan area. But can we say that the dream of owning a home for a young person is just going to be getting harder and harder in light of what's happening with mortgage rates and everything else that's going on?
Well, I think we can say that at least between 2016 and 2021, it did get harder for young people to move into home ownership. I think there's been, you know, over the years, there's been a lot of great work that's been done by Paul Kirshner and Jen Squeeze, another professor at Waterloo called Marcus Moose, who's been looking at, generational equity in housing of young people moving into home ownership. And, you know, they have produced a lot of stats over several years that really shows that, it is getting harder for young people to move into home ownership. In BC in particular, the overall trends of young people, the rates of young people in homeownership go down in ways that largely mirror the national stats, although, BC as a whole has a lower rate, it's 32% of people aged 25 to 29 are homeowners, and in for the 30-34, it's 46%. I also took a look at housing submarkets across BC. There's a huge amount of variation in our communities throughout the province about the home ownership rates overall. So I would say that I think I agree that at least in the last 5 years, it has got harder, and it already was pretty hard.
I mean, this is a simple question, but I don't think the answer is easy. How did we get here? There are so many different things at play, but how do you think that Canada has gotten to this point where we just don't have enough houses that people can actually afford to be able to even enter the market?
Yeah, that is the answer to that question. It's a simple question with a long, complicated answer.
Yeah.
Often debated answer, actually. The causes are still debated in my field. Where I land is that I think the seeds of our current housing issues were planted back in the 1990s when the federal government stopped investing in new social housing. When we look internationally, Canada's housing system has less social housing as a proportion of all housing, and the provision of housing in Canada is more reliant upon the private sector. Canada is also internationally known as being a relatively safe place to store money, and the Canadian real estate, both domestically and internationally, is seen as being a safe investment that has been very lucrative over the last number of years, last decade or two. And there are also, several incentives in Canada to encourage homeownership. And these incentives may actually not be helping young people who are trying to become homeowners themselves. And so it could very well be that, young people are not moving homeownership at the same rate because they simply can't afford to right now. It's a long, complicated, the position that we're in right now has been, decades in the making, and I think that it's good to see that the federal government is back in housing. We have a federal housing advocate for the first time ever, but there's a long road ahead of us, and we need a lot of different solutions all working together to solve the problems.
Well, thanks for doing your best to answer that simple question, because I knew it wasn't going to be a simple answer at all. Craig, I want to look at, major centers, lots of condominiums are being built. What are we seeing, though, when it comes to even young people being able to afford condominiums? Because I thought we'd see some encouraging numbers, but I was kind of interested in those. Can you lay that out for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So according to the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, 2021 was the highest year for housing starts and completions since 1990. So we really are seeing, last year was a real building boom. And condos accounted for 25% of completions last year. The 2021 census shows that there was a net growth of condos from 2016 to 2021 of 370,000 units. And that's compared to 530,000 non-condominium units. Now, the big difference here is that the condo stock grew by 20%, whereas these non-condo units grew by 4%. So the condos are a big, you're absolutely right, condos are a big growth part of the housing system. And overall, homeownership rates in condos were pretty close to the non-condos. But for younger homeowners, the rates are a bit lower than other housing types. And the thing that I found really surprising, crunching numbers today, was that the ownership rate for condos across the country went down for every single age group. So the percentage of owners in condos went down no matter what age people were. But the most significant changes were into the under 35 group. So for those aged 25 to 29, the rate went from 44% to 36%. So it's a drop of 8%. For those aged 30 to 34, it went from 56% to 49%, so down 7%. These numbers are surprising, especially since there's something of an assumption that condos might be a way for young people to get on the housing ladder. But based off of these numbers and these trends, it looks at least for 2016 to 2021, the condominium market was not a great place for young people to get into the market.
And I know I don't want you to be surmising why, because you're a researcher and you want some facts before you put anything in front of me. But to me, condominiums are being built, but they're still just out of reach when it comes to affordability.
That's what the numbers would suggest here. Especially since, for the younger people, for sure, these have been a tough few years for everyone. But for younger people in particular, it seems. But the fact that ownership in the condominium market went down for everyone, it does say something. What exactly it says, given that I just looked at these numbers today, the census just released today, is a lot of thought. Yeah. But it's an interesting finding.
I'm Angela Cocott in for Ben O'Hara-Byrne, and this is a point where I'd like to have, instead of a little more conversation, a lot more conversation. We are talking about the housing market in this country. Statistics Canada coming out with its latest census release, looking at 2021 numbers. And my guest this evening is Craig Jones, Associate Director, Housing Assessment Resource Tools, Peter Allard School of Law, and doctoral student, Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. Craig, I almost feel like these numbers are almost like when the baseball players had steroids and they had to put an asterisk by all their records, because 2021, we're a year into the pandemic at this point, and so much is happening within our economy. And I'm pointing to, in the early months of the pandemic, we saw in a lot of major centers, as people were either leaving, like we touched on before the break, some people were able to negotiate drops in their rent because of conditions through the pandemic. So now I want to look at the rental numbers when it came to 2021. What jumped out at you? And I know there's lots of numbers that you've had to go through, but what jumped out at you when it comes to the rental market in 2021?
Yeah, so I was really focused on the ownership stuff for today.
you didn't read your assignment?
I had been following the rental market pretty closely, and I have read that rents have gone up, vacancy rates, at least in sort of the lower mainland in Victoria, are back to where they had been before. Which is below the sort of 3%, which is considered to be considered healthy, I guess. It's an arbitrary number, but that's where things are at. And I am I'm hearing that the cost of renting is going up.
Well, and apologies, because I want to throw anything at you, and you're good on your feet. But when you looked at the fact that home ownership, it's getting more difficult for people to buy homes, then it seems like the pressure goes to the rental market. And so I'm not surprised by what we are seeing when it comes to the statistics that showed that. So where do we go from here when it comes to home ownership, and maybe in particular your research that looks at affordability and purpose-built housing? Where is the solution?
Sure. There's not one single solution.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole host of things that can be done in tandem. So it's not a silver bullet, it's kind of a silver shotgun. So a whole bunch of different things all moving together in the right direction. I'll acknowledge that we basically within in Canada, the supply of purpose-built rental pretty much dried up in the 90s. It just stopped getting built, and in its place, condominiums were getting built. And then those condos have played a really important role in our rental markets. The investors would buy a unit, and then someone can move in and rent. I think that what we're seeing now is that we need to have a range of housing options. The market has produced most of our housing for a long time, and I think it's time to look at a more balanced supply of housing. And on my side, I think a big part of that is to produce more purpose-built rental housing. And my thinking around this comes from some research that was done in Germany, where what we found there is Germany has a very large rental sector, lots of rental housing. But it also has a lot of homeownership, but a very large, healthy rental sector. And what was observed is that during times of heated real estate markets and homeownership, because there was so much rental available, that rental became a bit of a relief valve for home prices.
Craig, I've got to cut you off, and I hate to do this. Sure. You've got such great information, but the idea of a range of housing options, I appreciate your time tonight.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.